Passover remembers the death in Egypt of the firstborn of every creature. What was going on? Of course, we'll never know how much is history or myth. Framed as ancient Israel's founding story, the situation may have been more biological than spiritual. According to the story, Moses returned from Sinai with a new concept and name for God, I Am, and a new diet, kosher. A main ingredient, no pork, loved by Egyptians. So one possibility, Egyptians, young and old, were dying from an epidemic of trichinosis, even as Hebrew slaves eating lamb, as Moses directed, were not getting sick. Blood on the doorpost and lintel, what was that all about? Not to deflect the angel of death from passing over certain houses, but to identify homes of people ready for quick exit and escape. Crossing the Red Sea, way beyond Egyptian territory. Plus, it's very deep. They would have drowned. No one knew how to swim. But the nearby Sea of Reeds still has a wind tide. At low tide, it's possible for people to walk across. Moses knew the tide schedule, timed their getaway so the 100 or so escaped slaves were across the water before it was closed in on the soldiers fitted with Bronze Age gear and metal chariots. Who knows? Remember, our founding story. In his letter to the church at Corinth, which predated the Gospels, Paul wrote the earliest memory of that night when Jesus took a loaf of bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body that is for you." Remember. John's gospel focused on an event after supper, when Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, tied a towel around his waist, began to wash and wipe the disciples' feet. Now, in the Middle East, in the ancient times, foot washing was an act of hospitality, something you'd do for guests who entered your home, planned or not. Wiping dust from another's sandal-clad feet was a way to welcome and connect with them, extend care to their tired bodies, and communicate, "You are welcome." Within that context, Jesus took a surprising position. Playing host, he demeaned himself to an act usually performed by unwealthy hosts or, if possible, servants, usually the lowest one on the totem pole. Jesus' disciples, as you heard, responded with shock, outrage, especially Peter. Through this scene, Jesus condemned the existing social order. Instead, we must care for and honor those who appear below us in the social order, including those whom we consider enemies, and invites us to a more challenging path, recognizing each other's humanity, everyone's humanity, not just the ones we like. Do you know what I've done to you? If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Remember, Jesus introduced crucial elements to his way. Servants, he said, are not greater than their master. We Christians are structured by four orders: laity, deacon, priests, and bishops. Different job descriptions, but all equal. All servants. Sadly, it's not seen that way. Ever encountered a bishop type? power differentials and a lack of respect cause great harm in the church. Jesus said, servants are not greater than their master. Nor, he said, are messengers greater than the one who sent them. The Reverend Kathy Crowe, a faithful deacon, noticed an idea I'd not considered. As Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he was, she thinks, anointing them, moving them beyond disciples' following to apostles sent. Significant, both for the evolution of the church and for us and our ministry within the church and beyond, where each of us is sent. Remember, tonight's gospel reminded me of an experience in Jerusalem 33 years ago on Orthodox Maundy Thursday. I was standing on the left side of the large courtyard at the entrance to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre as a crowd gathered around a wooden platform erected for the occasion, all of us waiting to see the ancient foot-washing ceremony. It happened that, talking with a CBS television crew, one of the men said, "Father, would you like to watch the service from up on the balcony?" "Sure. How do I get there?" "Just climb the ladder and we'll haul you in." I looked up and shuddered. It was way up there, and the rickety wooden ladder bowed a couple of feet as each crew member climbed, stretching at least 60 feet up, and I'm not comfortable with heights. Saying a prayer and not looking down, I climbed the ladder one step at a time and was hoisted onto the stone balcony just as bells began to peal, signaling the beginning of the procession. The huge doors of the Holy Sepulchre opened, and black-clad Greek Orthodox priests emerged, chanting, each carrying three long candles between the fingers of each hand. At the end emerged the Greek Patriarch of Jerusalem, since the 5th century, the Patriarch of Jerusalem. All the others, Armenian, Coptic, Syriac, Ethiopian, and the Franciscan Order of the Roman Catholic Church, are patriarchs in Jerusalem. Thank you very much. The Franciscans celebrating Holy Week and Easter according to our Western calendar. Suddenly, all went quiet. Then the clergy began another chant as deacons removed the magnificent vestments befitting the patriarch's station, until he was down to a simple white alb that you'd see again at the service of Holy Fire on Easter Eve, and that is unbelievable. Humbly, the patriarch knelt and washed, dried and kissed the feet of the men selected, representing the 12. Three priests, three deacons, three seminarians, and three homeless men, followed by the kiss of peace for each one. As the patriarch washed their feet, the people surrounding the platform quietly sang a chant, which they all seemed to know, same chant, but in many languages. Later, I learned the words were a bit like what we sing, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." I watched in awe, feeling transported back in time. Jesus ministering to his disciples. My heart so moved, I felt no fear coming down. Quietly sing with me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
In the name of Jesus, we are called, then sent into the world, serving as his hands and feet. No Passover meal with its lamb and bitter herbs, observed once a year. His signature memory evolved from the common meal Jesus and his disciples shared every time they got together. So this holy night, we are fed, strengthened by bread and wine, remembering.